John and Grove City. Got both of those. 1760 Y's and an M, and 300 P's and a G of B. Sarah and James got the second, along with an alternative answer. And, you know, I think we messed up the gallon. I think I left out an H, but it was solved anyway. Let me look at what I said. I said 64 O's in a G, and I think I should have said 64 O's in an HG, in a half gallon. So credit for those who solved it, despite my error, and credit for hearing that particular error. I left that out. I meant to say HG. And 300 P's and a PG of B is 300 points in a perfect game of bowling. Sarah and James point out that it also could be backgammon. 300 points in a perfect game of backgammon. Trish also knew that. And John and Grove City knew 1,760 yards in a mile.
Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one. It was more than I could do. And even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm going to stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun. Boom, boom, boom. But I used to have to scrub your back and listen to your songs. I had to say, my dear, you're right, when I knew dang well you was wrong. I fried your eggs and I washed your clothes, sewed buttons on your shirts. That doggone being number one's more trouble than it's worth. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one. It was more than I could do. Yes, and even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm going to stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun. Boom, boom, boom. Well, I can't forget that fateful day you said these words to me. You said your stuff ain't up to snuff, and I'm bumping you to three. And moving up, Corleen and Rose, who are so kind to me. See how you like it, number one, now that you're number three. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one, it was more than I could do. Yes, and even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm gonna stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun. Boom, boom, boom. Sometimes a guy would catch my eye, he'd wink and smile at me. He'd say, don't be coy, just shut that boy, come stepping out with me. I'd say, I'm sorry, hon, that I'm number one, faithful as can be. But there are certain benefits to being number three. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one, it was more than I could do. Yes, and even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm gonna stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun. Well, there was many a night I'd sit alone, I'd wonder and I'd stew. I'd wonder where that devil's at and doing what to who. But things have changed, no, they're not the same, and I'm happy as can be. Cause now when he is sneaking round, he's sneaking round with me. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one, it was more than I could do. Yes, and even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm gonna stay right here at number three, cause I'm having lots more fun. Yes, I'm gonna stay right here at number three, cause I'm having lots more fun.
Barebones at the Saturday Light Brigade. Mike and Mars just sent me 86,400 S's in a D, and I have no idea. Maybe you do. 86,400 S's in a D. And I thought I saw one more. Nick in West Mifflin, 120 Y's in AFF. 120 Y's in AFF. If you know either of those, let me know. I'll get and please text me the answers, and I'll pass them along right after the song you're about to hear. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Tube City Online, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
To this show, I wasn't even on the list, but in my mind there's a long red carpet. Come this way, sir, be our guest. I am random, said a couple things and you can't understand them. To the powder days, the dirt serpent always rides on top. Had big ideas and then I canned them. Pump it up, you don't lose till you drop. I am random, said a couple things and you can't understand them. I'm never gonna land them. I am random, I can't always get a handle. I am random.
And you know, I'm like
making in the world with all my senses. I didn't even need to expand them.
Files.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Feed the Beast, the Tuskegee experiment on the unethical treatment of five unknowing participants in the secret study. Feed the Beast runs from February 13th through February 23rd at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details available at newhorizontheater.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Random, the song that we open up with. Ched Wright is going to play in a moment during our Youth Express Hour. He identified the song as Caravan right away, which really made me happy. I need to give you our other puzzle answers. 120 Y's in an FF is 120 yards in a football field if you count the end zones. Thank you, Nick, for that puzzle. And John in Grove City knew that. Mike's puzzle of 86,400 S's in a D is 86,400 seconds in a day. John in Grove City got that, and thank you, Mike. Let me be sure I didn't miss any other guests. I did not. The Saturday Light Brigade charged you. Any other guesses, I should say. Now, Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School has a songwriting club, and we have two members of that club today that are going to share songs with you. They'll each play a song, and we'll talk to them about their songwriting practice. The first of the two turns 16 today, February 1st, 2025. His name is Ched Wright.
Some days I know how much I meant to you. Other days I've been told that I wasn't meant for you. And sometimes I realize how much I miss your eyes. And sometimes I'm hit with guilt, but I use it to build me up. And I know it's too slow, but the beat will pick up soon. Some say it's too late, but I say it's too soon. And I want you to know that you go like the moon in the starry night tonight. As night passes by, I think time and time again about our lives. Some days they were great, I try giving you the best dates, and sometimes I realize how much I miss your eyes. And sometimes I'm hit with guilt, but I use it to build me up. And I know it's too slow, but the beat will pick up soon. Some say it's too late, but I say it's too soon. And I want you to know that you glow like the moon in the starry night. And now and then I do remember all those days we spent together. And as a feeling of regret hits me back, I finally get that all this time it was now or never. And now we'll never be back together. And maybe the melody will be the remedy. And I know it's too slow, but the beat will pick up soon. Some say it's too late, but I say it's too soon. And I want you to know that you shine bright like the stars in the night sky. And I know it's too slow, but the beat will pick up soon. Some say it's too late, but I say it's too soon. And I want you to know that you go like the moon in the starry night tonight. And I want you to know that you go like the moon in the starry night tonight.
Jed Wright. And Jed, come on over and grab a seat and some headphones there. And as you do, Emma Delaney is going to get set up with another song. Jed, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Tell me about the song you just played.
It's one of my personal favorites that I wrote recently. Starry
Night is its name.
Starry Night. I don't usually have anything to give credit for inspiration, because I just usually come up with like stuff on the spot, but that's one of my personal favorites. I just really liked the melody, and the lyrics just came to me as is, so.
That's good when that happens. Do you find yourself writing a lot of songs?
Yeah, usually I'd find myself in one of the school's practice rooms, and I'd be writing out a melody, or maybe just coming up with melodies for the piano, and coming up with just songs sort of on the spot. I try to write them down, you know, as they come to mind. So it's just usually really refreshing when I can just stick with one and just keep it, you know.
No, you're 16 today.
Yeah.
16.000. When did you discover you enjoyed songwriting?
Probably when I was about 11 or 12. I usually play by ear, so I was really inspired by a lot of the music that like my parents showed me. They got me into like Journey and Elton John and Queen and stuff like that. And I just found myself coming up with lyrics, or like trying to write a song, but usually I'd scrap them because, they were a bit, I don't know. But it was it started pretty young, and I just kept trying to develop my songwriting and being able to keep it in mind, you know.
Yeah, that's great. It's just 10th grade this year, but do you know what you might want to do once you're done with high school?
I don't know. I think I want to try to start a music career if I can. Just trying to get out there and make people feel good with my music, make people happy with it, you know. It's just always been sort of like a dream and sort of a plan at the same time to make my life about music and, you know, bring joy to people that want to listen to it.
Yeah, I could tell that was in your mind as you played that song. I really, the chord progressions were really interesting on that song too, in a good way. I mean, they really kept you engaged with the words and the song. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or give a shout out to?
I would love to give a shout out to my parents. They really helped me get into the place that I am today. My dad got me into music when I was about 3 years old, and it just kept going from there. And without them, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So I just want to give a big shout out to them.
I'm glad you mentioned them. Thank you. And again, his name is Jed Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, the song you heard him do, Starry Night. I meant to ask you what community you're from.
I'm from Burgettstown.
Burgettstown.
Yeah.
Good to know that. Now, we're going to do something very similar. Emma Delaney is going to share a song with you. And then after Emma shares her song, we'll talk a bit with her. I think we're all ready to go. Here with pleasure is Emma Delaney. You've got Emma Delaney, and she is going to make her way over. You can have a seat right there, and we're going to talk to you. And we'll also bring Jed into the conversation, too. But first, please tell me the name of the song and a little bit about it.
Yeah, so the song is called...
Hang on. That's me not putting the right microphone on.
Yeah, so the song is called Will You. It's kind of about someone in your life where you're close to them for years, but you're thinking, like, you grow apart and you're thinking to yourself, will you ever love me again? And if I ever meant anything to you.
Is any of that song something based on your own experience?
Yeah.
That takes a lot of courage to bring a song like that out. Even if it was not personal, it takes a lot of courage just to get out there and sing it and play it. So I really admire you for doing that. When did you discover you had love for songwriting and singing?
I started band in fourth grade because the school I went to at the time, I was originally in Ohio for elementary school. I'm from West Virginia. I started playing trombone then, and I just fell in love with it. I was always a huge fan of listening to music. I've been dancing for my whole life, so I've always been with rhythm and just dancing around my room. My mom introduced me to Foreigner when I was really young, so my first concert was Foreigner. I would just sing Jukebox Hero as a little kid in my room. My mom would record it. I was obsessed with High School Musical. So any music I would love. And one day I was going through a really rough patch at my school in West Virginia, and I didn't know what to do. I was just lost, and I was in my bed and I was just humming a melody, and I'm like, wait, this isn't a song I know. And just lyrics started popping in my head, and I wrote down this entire song called Take a Break, and I was so excited. I wrote an entire song in like a minute. I ran to the living room with my journal and showed my mom because I was so proud of it. And that's when I realized that I have a gift, that I can just share my love and make people not feel not alone with music, that knowing that they're not the only ones struggling, and that there's so many people in the world who are going through stuff, and that just people need someone by their side to carry them by their shoulders.
That's a great thing to realize about yourself, and similar to Jed's experience mentioning how quickly a song came to him. I need to ask, where in West Virginia and Ohio were you?
So I was born in Virginia. I was born in Steubenville, but I lived in Virginia Beach for a couple years. But then we moved to Follinsby because that's where my family is and that's where my mom's from. And then my mom didn't put me in elementary school that I was supposed to because my dad lived in Wintersville, Steubenville. So we used his address to be able to go to that school. And my friends from that school right now are actually listening to it because they've always been so supportive of me and so proud of what I've been able to do with my life.
I'm glad you mentioned your friend listening. If anybody would like to text us at 412-200-5975, I'll pass along your comments to Emma Delaney or Jed Wright. So feel free to do that. 412-200-5975. Just let them know that you're tuned in, and I'll make sure that we do that. We have listeners in West Virginia and Ohio, which is why I wanted to ask you about those communities. Where do you live now?
I live in Burgettstown, actually.
Oh, both in Burgettstown. That's coincidental. Do either of you two want to talk a little bit about Songwriting Club, what happens there, and how it works? There I go with my microphones again. Got a little bit closer.
All right. So the Songwriting Club at Lincoln Park, we always do some sort of activities to kind of like engage your mind into the sort of like songwriting mood. We do different challenges. You earn like lollipops as a prize. Just like have a bit of fun. And then we always do performing for the entire club, doing original pieces at the end just to help people, you know, get used to being in front of a small crowd. And the whole point of Songwriting Club is probably just to help people have more courage to go out and perform for people and to engage their songwriting abilities so that they don't know that they have.
Yeah. Funny story, I tried to join Songwriting Club in eighth grade when I didn't know that clubs were only for high schoolers. So Mr. Leatherman texted me, emailed me, and he's like, hey, you can't join the club yet. But then whenever I did join, it was so awesome to be around other people who loved writing music, because I felt scared to share my music at the time because I didn't know what people would think about it. And then I came into this room with like so many students that are also into writing music. And then I heard Jed and I'm like, oh, so I just suck. But it's so fun to be able to collaborate with people and be able to, like, we just wrote this song a couple months ago and it was like, oh, it was so fun to be able to collaborate with like the backing track, the instruments, the vocals. It was like five people on vocals and it's just a bunch of people on the instruments. It was really fun.
Well, you're on the worst critic too, I think. I don't mean you personally. We all, I think, tend to be our own worst critics. Emma, your mom just wrote, and she writes,
"Hi, Mom.
This is Emma's mom. Love you, baby girl." So that's a nice message from her just a moment ago. Now, Emma, you're in ninth grade this year. I asked Jed this question, too. It's way early, but do you know what you might want to do once you graduate?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm similar with Jed with this. I mean, my love is music and acting and theater. My dream college is Point Park for early childhood education with a minor in musical theater. Because if my backup plan is always to be a teacher, because being a teacher, I love children. I love working with kids. I love teaching them things. When I was in fourth grade, I volunteered to help teach younger kids how to do all this stuff. And I love babysitting. I love doing all this because kids just make me feel happier.
You've got a Steubenville fan. Happy birthday, Jed, writes Anna.
Anna.
Or Anna. And Emma, you're so great. I love you so much. You know who that is?
So that's my friend Anna. She has probably been one of my biggest supporters. She will always text me and be like, hey, what's going on in your life? What's going this? She just recently texted me that I've inspired her to start auditioning for shows outside of the school, which, I mean, she has always been someone who has been behind my back through it all and is always there.
That's absolutely wonderful. Do you have any, I asked this question of Jed before, any shout outs you want to pass along?
Yeah, my mom and my friends everywhere. My mom has always been someone who I can lean on. She's been my best friend for years. I'm an only child, so she's always been the one who to teach me everything that I know. And my friends, especially at Lincoln Park in Ohio, I mean, they've been there and they know that I want to do this for my life, and they're always so supportive.
Well, and somebody just wrote, all of us at Big Red and a Harding. Oh, look, I wish you could see the look on Emma's face right now. All of us at Big Red and a Harding are so proud of you, Emma. From where you've started to where you came, this is Jules for that.
That, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's my old school. That's crazy. Wow. I'm speechless. Thank you, Jules. She's also a huge supporter. Oh, my gosh. My drama teacher there and my criminal justice teacher there, they both were my favorite people, and they always were so supportive. And when I told them I was auditioning for here, I bring the letter in to the first day of opening night of Frozen Junior, give her, my drama teacher, the letter, and she reads it to the entire cast, and everyone just starts clapping and standing up. So it's a memory that I'll never forget.
Sounds like such a supportive school, and we're really happy. I hope both of you will come back sometime. Chad, any other words you wanted to pass along?
I'm just really happy to be here. I'm really glad that I had this opportunity to play for people listening in, and Well, once again, thank my parents for helping me get to the place I am today. And, I want to thank all my friends at Lincoln Park. And I think that's about it.
412-200-5975 is how you can text us. Emma's getting a lot of texts, Jen.
I've told a lot of people about this.
I'm jealous.
But she's got this backstory here. Great job, Emma writes, Steffi, Aunt Steffi. So proud of you for taking the step on your journey and being so brave to sing over the radio like this and express your story. I could never do it. You rock. Love you, Aunt Steffi. And another one is here. Hi, Emma. It's Haley from Lincoln Park. I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you. It takes a lot of courage to do this. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
To have all these texts.
Aunt Steffi's my mom's best friend, and then Haley's just a friend from Lincoln Park.
Well, yeah. I want to thank both of you for being here today. It's not only courageous, but also simply generous to share what you both did with us today, and we're grateful for that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
A change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Ain't nothing about me gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'm gonna change the way I strut my stuff. Oh, nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some change.
You've got Vince Giordano singing along with Vince. Who was that vocalist? Kathy Breyer and the Nighthawks with There Will Be Some Changes Made. I have still some additional text messages to pass along to Emma from our last segment. Connor, Emma's brother, wanted to send a message to Emma Delaney to let her know I'm listening and incredibly proud of how far she's come, and I love her. And Jules and Mandy write that Mama said she loves you, too. How nice to hear these messages. Now, coming up, our Youth Express Hour continues. We have two students from Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania's 18 under 18 program. They're honored for some incredible service-oriented projects. You'll get a chance to meet them and learn about what they did. In just a moment, Emma, you have some listeners down in Texas this morning. You did great, and we're proud of you. Ricky, forward all of our texts to Emma for the next hour, if you could. You could do that. That'll simplify everything we're doing. Emma, I'm glad you're getting such a great response.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of I Never Saw Another Butterfly and the Terezin Promise takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side from February 28th through March 9th as part of its 28th season of Strength, Voices, and Hope. More details are available at primestage.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
A reminder that Medusa from Canada is going to be here in our next hour, fresh off of their concert last night for Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society. Medusa has these forgotten fiddles, knee fiddles, and they have origins from Poland and Sweden, and I'm looking forward to meeting them. But right now, we're going to meet our two guests from Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania. I'm going to let each of you please introduce yourself, let us know how old you are, where you go to school, and if you have any shout-outs, perfect time to do it. And Kaylee, why don't we start with you?
Hi, I'm Kaylee. I'm 12 years old. I go to Highlands Middle School in Natrona Heights.
Anybody to say hello to or thank?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I want to shout-out to them because I wouldn't be here without them.
Great. Are either of them here today?
Just my mom.
Well, wonderful. And let's turn to the person on your left.
Hi, I'm Danica Bertel from Beaver Area School District, and I'm 17 years old. I'd like to thank my family, especially my mom, who goes on all my mission trips with me and really is my best friend. And of course, I would like to thank Junior Achievement for the privilege of being here today, and also for my teacher that nominated me, Mrs. Lori Guandolo.
Now, Kaylee, let's talk about your project. I know a little bit about it, but this is incredible to me. Chief McIntyre is a police officer who lost his life in the line of duty, and your project was to raise money to fund canine units. Yeah. Tell me more about that connection.
So I started fundraising at 6 years old, and I just kept going and going, and I raised $76,000 since the age of 12, and I got a canine. I've been doing fundraisers for them, police officers and everything, and we had a concert in Russellton, and Brian Kelly came and sang for me, and he got me a canine, and that was like the best day because I was like, what is going on? And so it went to Coriopolis. They have the dog. It was probably like the best day ever.
So what got you interested in service dogs for police and canine dogs?
So first I started off, I heard about the killing of Brian Shaw down in New Kent, and that really got me inspired because I really wanted to make sure the police are like protected and stuff, and so I just wanted to like help them out. So I started with police officers, then I got into canines because like I love dogs. It's like my favorite animal, and so I've been like helping them out. I have a dog for myself because I love dogs so much, and I just like helping them out.
That's just terrific. And it says here you have raised $76,000 starting from when you were six.
Correct.
And now you're 12 years of age. How do you raise the money?
Well, I just plan the fundraisers, and people come out and just support me, and I'm just so thankful for that, because a lot of people come out, they help, they donate baskets, and that's what gets it all started.
So a basket might get auctioned off or purchased?
Yeah.
And you mentioned a concert. This has got to take a lot of work. You're in seventh grade. That takes a lot of work, too. How do you find the time to do this?
It's really difficult, actually, because I'm really, like, busy a lot, because, like, I want to keep, like, good schooling, because I want to go to a good college, so I like doing work and reading books, and I like doing all that, and it's just, like, usually on the weekends, we take time and just, like, stop what we're doing, plan what we're doing, and ask people to help out.
Do you have a rough idea of how many dogs you have been responsible for having assigned to police departments?
I did one for New Kent. I actually did two for New Kent, one for Burl, and now I'm doing it for Coriopolis, so four.
And it probably is a lot of money to get a dog, is it?
Yeah, around like $15,000 probably.
Yeah, that makes sense to raise $76,000 to have that represent four dogs. Are you able to sort of track how they're doing and how they're getting along with their police departments?
Icon's doing really well right now. He's got way bigger since I've seen him. We actually had a bingo, and I saw him. He got really big.
Icon, which department is Icon?
Coriopolis.
So do you know the other three?
Yeah, it's Buck, Deuce, and Max.
Okay, great dog names.
Yeah, they're doing super well.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. And along, you've heard other 18 under 18 honorees last month and today, and their official ceremony is going to be coming up February 4th. That's this week or next week at Acrisure Stadium where the Steelers play. Let's meet Danica a bit more and learn about your project. Tell us what you are being acknowledged for.
Yeah, I think there might be a few things that I'm being acknowledged for. So I'll start off from freshman year. I hosted a 5K for the March of Dimes Foundation, which helps support mothers and premature babies, through which I raised upwards of $450 to donate back.
That's incredible. And you did that when you were about Kaylee's age, or...
I would have been, I believe, 14 at the
14.
Time.
14.
Yeah.
And then you just continued. I see other things here, but I'll let you describe them in the order you choose.
Yeah. And then in my junior year, I was really motivated to start a STEM program at my school. And I'm proud to say that we started the first Heart Science Club at Beaver Area School District, which is Chemistry Club. And through which I believe that we're able to get more students involved, especially in chemistry. And yeah.
That's incredible to think you did the very first. You're a senior now. What year of high school were you in when that club started?
So I came up with the idea over the sophomore year summer, and I worked with admin to get the club up and running going into my junior year, as well as I worked with our sponsor, Mrs. Obrist, who was my honors chemistry teacher. And so it fully launched the beginning of my junior year, and I'm just so happy with how it's going. Our numbers just keep increasing, and we're currently the largest academic club at Beaver besides NHS, National Honor Society.
That is terrific. You really filled a gap that was necessary. Now, it says here that you also you've had some involvement with dental health. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So junior year, through a program called Launch, which I cannot speak highly enough of, I wrote a Spanish children's book on the importance of dental hygiene along with our AP Spanish teacher at Beaver, through which this past summer, actually, I donated 150-plus copies of the book to children that we serve on our missionary trips to the Dominican Republic near the border of Haiti. And I also gave a presentation to the children on how to properly brush, floss your teeth, and also just good oral hygiene habits.
What got you interested in dental health?
Yeah, so I started taking mission trips with my mom, actually, and working alongside her because my mother is a family physician. And I noticed that the children there, their dental care and dental education, dental hygiene education, is not comparable to that in the States. And so I witnessed so much pain coming from these children from having teeth that were pretty much decayed to their gums oftentimes. And so I thought, what better way than to write a book that could hopefully not only transform their lives, but also transform their children's lives.
That's fascinating. Kaylee, is there a question you might like to ask Danica about her work? You might not have one. I don't want to put you on the spot. I just thought you might have a question since you two both are being honored. That's okay. I think it's amazing the range of things that you've done. Have you thought about, Kaylee, I know you mentioned earlier about wanting to go to college. Do you know what you might want to study?
I'm thinking of studying like nursing and like helping people because I really like to do that.
Yeah, you are. Your project shows that. And now Danica might be in the midst of making some decisions because she graduates this year. Do you know what you might be doing come fall?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to medical school, and my end goal is to become a missionary surgeon, and I hope to establish a low-cost or free surgical clinic in the Dominican Republic that will provide necessary care that is currently inaccessible to that population.
That's quite a goal. Have you known that you've wanted to do that for some time?
I've known since the first grade that I wanted to be a doctor, but only pretty much I would say in the past few years have I really honed in on wanting to be a surgeon. And especially after going on many mission trips, I just really recognize the need in those areas for surgical work, because our clinic is not a surgical clinic, and I can just see how so many more problems and pain could be alleviated if there was a missionary surgical unit nearby.
You two have that in common. You both want to comfort other people and also prevent illness from taking place. Kaylee, you mentioned becoming a nurse. That would be a big part of that. But the work you're doing now to get dogs to canine units for the police, that's very preventative, too, because dogs can be good at, you know, finding things and detecting things. So that's remarkable. Danica, I should give you the chance. Anything you were wondering about Kaylee's work?
I guess, how do you picture your work moving forward in the future? Is there any, like, specific fundraisers that you're really excited about hosting, or...
I'm probably thinking of doing like another concert and make it big again, because that was like really fun to me, and like seeing everyone come out who supports me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That does sound wonderful. Is there anything else either of you would like to say? Congratulations. It's great to have you sharing these projects with us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else for either of you? Places people could go either to donate or to learn more about any of the work you've done?
They can go on my Facebook page, Kaylee's Cops. They can, like, email my mom, see if they want, like, sweatshirts, because I'm changing my name now to Kaylee's Cops and Heroes, because I'm switching the firemen now, so I'm going to help them out, because a lot of people don't fundraise for firefighters, so I'm going to be helping them out because I'm doing it for Highlands Hose. It's April 26th, and my family has a lot of history there, so I'm doing it for Highlands Hose.
Well, I'm glad I asked you that question. So on Facebook, look for Kaylee, K-A-L-E-Y, Cops, spelled with a K, and that'll get you to the right place. And if people, are there copies of the dental health book that people can get, the Spanish book?
Currently, they're not, like, published for the public, though that's definitely something that I would look into for the future. Right now, we just have them, like, spiral-bound books that we take with us to the mission trip and distribute at the clinic and also at the school there.
Well, I will mention jawesternpa.org, and you always can get in touch with any of the students we've interviewed through the website. I'm sure somebody from Junior Achievement would be happy to hear from you and connect you with Kaylee or Danica. Thank you both for being here. It's a real pleasure to have you, and I can't wait to see what both of you do next.
Thank you for inviting us.
Here now, brand new from Allison Krauss. Looks like the end of the road.
Wishing I was dead. say the voices in my head. I miss my transistor radio. All I had to do was turn it on and off, you know. Something goes wrong with them, I don't know what to do. You might say that I become a wreck. Why am I so paralyzed by technology? Once I had a VCR. Only ate an apple. Never had to grapple with my turntable or typewriter. Wang, yes, Wang, calculator. People say we've come so far. Sitting alone, all alone, at the Genius Bar.
That's brand new from Julia Gold, the Genius Bar. Also new, Alison Krauss and Union Station. Looks like the end of the road. Medusa is coming up. I've watched them. They've been dancing. They're very energetic for a group that just had a gig last night. I'm sure they went to bed early enough. And then they found out we meant 11 a.m. this morning instead of 11 p.m. But they're here, and they're going to be with us in just a moment as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLB Radio.org/radio.
One of the things I really liked about the Great Lakes was all the lore connected with it. I'm going to do a whole bunch of songs about the Great Lakes. None of them having to do with ships going down or crews lost or anything, you know. There's really so much more to the Great Lakes than that. And one of the stories that got to me was about the mermaids. You've all heard about the mermaids, I'm sure. Oh, the mermaid of Ontario had long green stringy hairy-o and seaweed gowned wary-o, but she had no one to marry-o. Now the mermaid of Ontario loved a big mouth bass named Larry-o, who lived near Lake St. Clair-o, under the St. Clair ferry-o. Now the mermaid of Ontario sent a seagull emissary-o to ask that big bass Larry-o if he'd consent to marry-o. Oh, no, 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 said Larry-o, my life I will not share-y-o. I'd rather play solitary-o and sit around in my underwear-y-o. Read books in the fish library-o. And you're so ordinary-o, and I'm extraordinary-o. And I dress so debonair-y-o, and I have a fine vocabulary-o. And I memorize the fish's dictionary-o. And before I'd marry you, I'd marry, oh, a Guernsey cow from the dairy, oh, or eat a poison berry, oh, and wind up with fish's dysentery, oh. Poor mermaid of Ontario, 'twas more than she could bear, oh, so she cried for day and then swam away with a yuppie little guppy named Gary, oh. Now they're a happy Perry, oh, 'cause he's a millionaire, oh. On his yacht near Lake St. Clair, oh, they cuddle in a cozy cherry, oh. Listen to his underwater stereo. And that big mouth bass named Larry, oh, married a cow from the dairy, oh. She fed him a poison berry, oh, and he wound up in the fish's cemetery, oh. And that's the whole scenario.
Bob Gibson at the Saturday Light Brigade. The mermaid from Ontario. And in just a few minutes, we have the group Medusa here with us. They, among other things, have forgotten fiddles. They didn't. I don't mean they have forgotten fiddles, but they have these instruments from Sweden and Poland that we'll learn about.